The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَنْكَى لِإِبْلِيسِ وَجُنُودِهِ. There is nothing that would defeat and, you know, frustrate Shaitan and his army more than this one. مِنْ زِيَارَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ فِي اللَّهِ بَعْضِهِمْ لِبَعْضِ. Mu'mineen visiting each other. Shaitan wants separation. Shaitan wants hatred, dislike, not trusting each other, not loving each other. So, ziyara is a great gate of tawfiq, a great bab or gate for getting benefit from what? Not just from what you have achieved, from visiting someone else. When we visit someone else for the sake of Allah, this creates a sanctity, a holy space that you benefit, the other person also benefits, and also the entire community benefits. But now, imagine if we visit holy people, awliya Allah. If we visit, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we visit Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Lady Ma'suma, Lady Zainab, of course, then this is even greater. Why? Because what we said so far was for someone that might be at your level or even lower than you. Maybe you are not a holy person. That person is not a holy person, but there is a holy space. Because Allah says, you are visiting me. It's a holy space created. When two mu'min, their lights are connected, a holy space is created. But if there is a person who is already a holy person, whose house is a sacred place, whose house is an example of في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. آيات النور. Allah says, where you can find the niche inside which there is lantern. Yeah, مشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة. We don't have time to talk about this. So where can you find that light, that lantern? في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدب والآصال. These can be found in some houses in which there are people who are continuously remembering Allah. Okay? So, what we said was a mu'min, for the sake of Allah, visits another mu'min. So when they are meeting each other, they are remembering Allah, a holy space is created. But if someone is dying with dhikr, لَجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تَجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعُونَ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, their house is a house from which light comes. Suyuti in Durrul Mansur says, when Rasulullah was reciting this ayah fi buyutin, a person stood up and said, which buyut are these? Ayyu buyutin hazihi, ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, buyutul anbiya. These are the houses of the prophets. Then, faqama ilayha Abu Bakr, the first caliph stood up and pointed at the house of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima and said, is this one of them? Although Rasulullah said, Buyutul Anbiya. But he asked this question, which is a good question. Rasulullah said, Na'am wa min afadhilha. Yes, indeed, it's one of the best of them. Why? Maybe someone says, Rasulullah said, Buyutul Anbiya, Imam Ali is not prophet, Lady Fatima is not prophet. First of all, we say, Ithbatu shay la yanfi ma'ada. When you affirm something, it doesn't negate others. Rasulullah said, Buyutul Anbiya included. He didn't say there's no other bait. But the better answer is that Lady Fatima and Amirul Mu'mineen, they don't have house of their own. They are Ahlu Baytin Nabi. The house belongs to the Prophet. But because they have the same quality of La tulhihim tijaratun wa la bayun and dhikrullah, they can be household of the same house. So, inshallah, those who go to Karbala, to Najaf, to Kazimain, to Samarra these days, they should know that they are visiting the house of Rasulullah. When we go for Izn al-Dukhul to Mashhad, for example, what do you say? Allahumma inni waqaftu ala babin min abwab buyut nabiyyik. This is Mashhad. I know it's not Medina, but still I say, I am standing at one of the gates of the house of the Prophet. So, no matter from which entrance you enter, spiritually they are all connected. Rasulullah is there, Amirul Mu'mineen is there, Lady Fatima is there, Lady Khadija is there. People know it as Shrine of Imam Hussein or Imam Ali, but it's all houses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is why then you say salam to the Prophet. If Prophet was not there, why you say salam to the Prophet? And also house of the Prophet is connected to the house of the other Prophets. These houses are all connected to the house of others. Therefore, you can say salam to Adam, to Isa, to Musa, to Ibrahim, because there is no separation. It's just where you have access, where you are more familiar, where you are connected. Otherwise, even if someone goes to Hazrat Abdul Azim, for example, Imam alayhi salam said, visiting Hazrat Abdul Azim is like visiting Imam Hussein. Because they are all connected with each other. And Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have always asked Shia not to neglect local shrines. Okay, it's not that all the Shia only go to one shrine. But among all the gates of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is something special with respect to Karbala. Although Imam Hussein is Husaynun minni wa ana min Hussein, and this is a house of the grandson of the Prophet, it is house of the Prophet, but there is a special barakah in this house. And this has lots of aspects. You can discuss this spiritually. You can also discuss this with respect to eschatology, about what is going to happen in Akhir al-Zaman and the connection between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. There are lots of things why so much emphasis is put on ziyar of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue. continue the message. When you passed through arid sands, met foreigners of new